Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening. Mike said it. Ask your local Publix for Hey Man L, man, and they will get it in and stock it for you and make sure that you get a chance in your area, no matter where you are located. The original, guys, we call it the OG. That's the blonde L and, of course, the watermelon lime, so you can check them out. But, Mike, that's great news from Oconee and how you can just tell the store, man, wherever you're at, hey, I want to get that Hey Man, and they can get it for you.
Go to Publix and tell them, write this down. You want the Hey Man, and then you can get it right there. We always appreciate the package stores, which have it in stock as well.
All right, guys. Marshall Faulk going to join us coming up in about an hour. But I have a serious question for Falcon fans as we get into the Falcon Report. There are a lot of coaching moves going on. We'll talk more about that coming up. Hawks make it 5 in a row. We'll talk about that in 20 minutes. But let's just get down to it. The Falcons have moved money around for basically about four guys. Matt Ryan, Deion Jones, Grady Jarrett, Jake Matthews. We know we're over the cap. Don't know what the cap number is going to be. There, all those projections are out there. But I want to ask Falcon fans this question because this is why we are in the situation we're in and why it's going to be very difficult to move on from some of this stuff. So, Mike, Matt Ryan's cap number is $48 million next season. Dead money, meaning we'd still be on the hook for, is $40 million. We could save $8 million if we cut Matt Ryan. For all of those folks who say, well, just cut him pre-June 1. Okay, that means before June 1st. If you cut a player after June 1st, you can spread that cap number out over two seasons. But if you were to do that, you know, you're still talking about $24 and $23 million for Matt Ryan. So is it feasible for you to say, hey, we're going to take the hit, we'll cut Matt, just hypothetical, okay, post June 1, that's after June 1st, and we're going to take, we're going to have $24 million in dead money, and still we're going to save potentially $23 million overall. You might say, well, that sounds good because we're still saving $20 million, and maybe that 24 is spread out over a couple of years. It doesn't hurt us as much. That is the one option, but I do not think that's going to happen. Here's my question for you guys. Which guy are you willing to move on from? Grady, Jake, Debo, Matt? Because those are the guys that are taking up a lot of your cap. And here's the thing. I always tell you, if a guy can still play and help your team, I don't know, like Grady, I have a hard time moving on from a guy who, with his age, his experience, and now, Mike, his production. And so I have a hard time from that. But if you have to pick one and you say, hey, we can't restructure you because we're just kicking the can down the road, we don't necessarily know if we want to cut all of these guys. We can't do that because then it hurts our team. Big picture, you can't do it anyway because it costs you too much money. But maybe you can make one of these moves. And I'll give you an example. Jake Matthews, guys, his cap number next year is $23 million. I told you guys, Jake's 29 years old. You don't move on from a starting left tackle who's 29 who still probably has 3 or 4 years left in his prime, potentially, and you're only going to save $4 million if you cut him pre-June 1. It makes no sense, Mike. So That's now, plus, a guy I would say I'd hold off on. But where do you go? What would you do?
And as much, like, I'm not dogging out on Jake. You know, I mean, look, when your dad is one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever dress out, the bar is raised pretty freaking high. But he's been solid. You know, solid if you want to say, if not spectacular. You know, it's tough because he had a rookie next to him that had a rookie or a guy that was in a second year next to him, and the left side struggled at times. But you're not moving on because you have at least a degree of stability there. So you're right. That's it's expensive, but I'm not touching Jake because then we're going to – then you're really digging a hole trying to replace that kind of position. So Grady is interesting to me only – and again, before you guys start texting Grady, Dukes and Bell, they got you getting traded. No, I just think that what good is anybody on a defense that's so bad? You know, when the defense is so bad, I still think Grady's a fish out of water playing on the edge.
Maybe.
And I think he's better fit in a 4-3 and the inside. But – and we love Grady. And Grady, as you heard yesterday, you know, if you missed the conversation, we had Lee Smith on, our one-year tight end. Grady sets the tone. Grady is the highest paid because he is the best at his job and he puts the work in. So that's also, you could argue, the argument against that is a force in that locker room you do not want to move on front, especially when your team is getting really young.
So, Debo, Deion
that's
Jones.
That's where I'm going.
Well, this is a guy we've talked about. So let's say post June 1, because that way we could spread this out over a couple of years. Next year's cap number is 20, okay, if you did this post-June 1. That means you would be on the hook, dead money for our Falcons, at $18 million. You spread that out over 2 years, that's $9 million, and you save $1 million next year. That's it. You don't save 8 or 9, you save 1. Is that worth it?
Yeah, it's all cracked up to be when you're trying to find money here and there. So
you see what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, the biggest thing is the Matt Ryan move. Even with all the dead money, and again, this is outright just saying we're going to let you go, which would be stupid because then again, who's your quarterback? But if you were going to do that, you could save $23 million doing it post June 1, but you're still on the hook for $24 million. That's money you cannot spend next year, Falcon fans.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, Foye Luikin's up for a contract, and Foye just, you know, he just led the entire National Football League in tackles, you know, and I think there's games where he's been the player of the week. You know, Debo, I think, was the defensive player of the week, the Miami game. Just Debo, there's been something missing this year with Debo as far as just the high standard that also he has set for himself and getting caught flat-footed, getting trucked, just things that you hadn't seen a lot of, or we saw it a little bit. Maybe I don't want to, you know, micromanage Debo's season, but looked a little weird at times. But Carl, you got to come up money with Foye. You know, if you feel that, you know, and I know that Pease loves him, but I mean, some guys just now on the text, like, well, how long is Dean Pease going to be here as our DC?
Now, see, that's a great question, because here's why that matters. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in the midst of planning, all right, and seeing where our offseason is going to take us, and there's still a lot of stuff that has to be developed. But, guys, these conversations we're having with you are the same conversations the Falcons are having internally. And, Mike, if I know Dean Pease is committed, let's just say 5 years, which is a long time because he's an older coach, then you go in and you build this thing the way you need to. What my fear is that we build it and we go draft the guys we want, and all of a sudden, guess what? P says, I'm out. Coach, I don't know if you're out or not. I know you listen to these shows. I don't know what your plan is, but I'm out. And, Mike, all of a sudden we get a new guy in because we're going to go 4-3. Whoa, my God.
Well,
what are we doing?
Or you just stay with a 3-4 and you roll with that. But I'm with you. I'm that. But that is a little
bit. Well, we
said
that all along about after Quinn left. Oh, we'll stay 4-3. We had all these 4-3 guys. New regime comes in and goes, nope, we're going 4-3-4.
Right. And that's part of the reason why we struggle. We also had younger guys had to plug in, plus, you know, free agents that were not the, you know, they were the best available at the cost. And that you know, and some of those guys got better. I think that, look, no matter what you think, I thought the defense got better, Carl, over the course of the season. I think guys got, you know, I wanted more from Richie Grant from the jump. I wanted him to plug in the way we expected. I wanted Richie Grant to play the way, like, you know, Keanu Neal and all the other guys and Debo did in the 2016 season. It's not the way it happened. It doesn't always happen like that. But let me ask you this. What and you mentioned it earlier, Stingley, the cornerback from LSU. I mean, we really, really need to get some stars, some playmakers, difference makers, not guys who are going to take a year or two, right? I mean, I need guys who can hit the ground running this season.
Yeah.
On both sides of the offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah, man. And again, Falcon fans, here's the thing. This is not easy math. It's just not. Because you think that the ultimate savings you're getting next season is going to help you. It does to a certain point. But, Mike, you know, I'll use the trade mechanism. If you trade Matt Ryan, you're still on the hook for $40 million of dead money. You're only going to save $8 million. Yeah. So for everybody who says, and we're talking about next season. I'm not talking about beyond, okay? All I care about is next year. So for everybody who says, well, let's just trade him, you're still on the hook.
No. And again, Carl laid out the cap ramifications. Guys, for those who don't like Matt Ryan, or at least you feel, if you could just be honest and say, all right, you know, you never like Matt Ryan. There's always a type of quarterback you wanted that we never got here. Just say, then we can stop playing these games we play on social media. But the reality of it, and Carl just laid it out, the dude is certainly beyond, he's better than serviceable. He had limited targets. Kyle Pitts got taken away. He lost his best wide receiver. The offensive line got him smashed.
By no fault of his own, by the way. Right. The losing wide receiver won.
He led the NFL in unnecessary roughness hits. Remember we talked about that last week. You know, you're getting clobbered. So he's here for at least one more year, because right now there's a guy. Now, if you're in your car, you can't do this, Carl. But if you're in your house, you could lay on your floor and you could pound your hands on the carpet and go, but I want a Joe Burrow. I want. Well, you may get one next year. You're not going to get it in the 2022 draft.
And by the way, I know as sports fans, we rarely, you know, give credit like, well, I don't care about how much money Matt, you know, has moved around. The reality is Matt moved that money around so that the team could attempt to be competitive. It's not his fault.
Yeah. I mean, he still makes the money. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, he's giving something back. But
well, they gave it to him. That's the deal. You know, correct. You take a team to the Super Bowl, they gave it to him. But it's not his fault that they come to him and go, hey, we need more money to try to do this. And he goes, sure, move it around. He has attempted to move the money to make the team more competitive. I don't know if we give him credit for that because we haven't won, Mike. The problem is, as he's done this over the last 3 or 4 years, whether Quinn was here and even last year now, you know, it's under the new regime, we don't see it that way. And we don't give Matt credit for saying, hey, he tried to move the money to help the team because the team hasn't won enough.
Right. When Matt screws things up, then you got no shot. I mean, then you got no shot. Yeah, and that's true. I mean, that's why, you know, when you're having a season like we had, there were a couple of games, like I think you could point that out to any quarterback. I mean, there were guys, you know, big-name guys had some moments this year. But this is the worst statistical year of Matt's. So you got to go back to his rookie season. I mean, touchdowns were down. Obviously, all those factors we just laid out, the quality of the offensive line, the lack of playmakers. You know, I mean, it's he struggled at times. But this is a guy, he's good. Look, for better or for worse, get your head around it, guys. Yep. Just one more year with number two. I think guys are so disrespectful of him. I get it. We all want to win a Super Bowl, and some guys are saying, look, this is a results business, and I don't have any time for sentimentality. I don't care if you gave – I don't care. I know these guys. I see them on Twitter. I don't care if you gave $500,000 to help the community. No, of course you don't. But, I mean, he's a good dude, and he's doing the best he can, and we're not going to the Super Bowl next year either, sports fans, but we are going to try to build it. We were left by Dimitroff and company with a wreck, and now Fontenot's got to fix it. But Fontenot's got to get this draft right.
He does. What do you guys think? Text us 404-741-0929. Find us on social media as well. This is our dilemma. Every team has its own dilemma. We got to find a way to maneuver this. And you can rush and say, we're just going to cut some guys and move on. Or you can try to work through this patiently. The problem is, who's patient? We're not, and we haven't been. Mike, Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's.
Yeah, man, if you're going to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to do Domino's tonight. Becky's on a business trip, so me and the dog.
Wait, are you ordering Domino's for Ike, too?
Well, he gets parts of the pizza that, again, animal people get mad at me. You can't feed your dog a pepperoni. You tell that to him, okay? He's a lab. He's like a damn garbage. He'll eat anything. But anyway, it's going to be two pepperoni pizzas for me and Ike tonight. Go to Domino's.com. Get the carryout deal. If your order isn't ready within 2 minutes, your next one is free.
Hey, man, we're going to get back into our Hawks conversation. We are hot all of a sudden. But why? What's going on after another big win last night? And the argument continues with our listeners at Dukes and Bell 929 as we talk about, do you feel like the Hawks have the right rotations in place to continue to make a playoff push? And, you know, what Bogey did last night, he scored 18 points in his return from that knee injury. A lot of guys saying, don't start Bogey. Take Bogey. Make him come off the bench. Start Herter instead. Listen, these are great conversations because, you know what, it beats talking about L's. I don't care how we win, but a lot of people are saying, Mike, the rotation – I don't want to mess with this thing right now.
It's a good debate. We'll get into that one. Speaking of debates, we just explained the Falcons cap situation. The guy just hit us up on Twitter. If you're not winning with Ryan, why keep him? Take the hit and start over. We just explained, sir, that we'll have even less money than this last season to spend on free agents. I give up, Carl. I feel like my high school teacher talking to me as a student.
Yeah, and by the way, when it does turn, here's the good news. It's going to turn big. Cap will continue to go up. NFL's growing, and these TV deals are going to continue to go up. But it's going to turn, and we're going to turn around and be like, wow, how much money do we have? We can really be players if we've drafted right over the last next couple of years. guys, this thing, we're going to be all right. It's just frustrating now because you want to see some better results. Hey, man, coming up, strong arm story of the day.
You know, and that's just awful football yesterday from Matt. It just is.
I'm Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
And the rebound comes out, and they throw a pass way up ahead to Bogey. Bogey Bogdanovich, left wing, shoots another three, and makes another three. And the Hawks have taken the lead now, 47-42.
Oh, you know what? How about these Hawks, man?
Hey.
I told you. Crazy.
You I did. Told you.
You did.
You're too tense, baby. You're too tense, man.
I'm on edge, Mike. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what's happening. But you know what? With your relaxed style and your
That's
approach.
Right. That's right.
You're cool, calm, and collected.
You know, I
approach.
Learned years ago, Carl, years ago from our great general manager and amazing evaluator of talent, Billy Knight, who used to tell the listeners here in Atlanta, relax. Relax. And you know, he's right. You know, when he was drafting Sheldon Williams and Marvin Williams, you know, just relax, let the process play itself out. But anyway, yeah, man, I just think I think in a nutshell, nobody on the team, and you and I started the show talking about this, I don't think a player or anybody in the organization would say, you know, it was such an amazing run, and Trey kind of gave you a peek that you can't bottle up that juice and start the regular season's a drag. We've heard guys like, I know they're paid millions, guys, I'm just telling you the way it is. I think, Carl, they kind of fell into that NBA trap where you think, you know, you just kind of, you know, kind of hump it along and you'll just magically be in the playoffs, and that's not the way it works, especially when the Eastern Conference got better while you guys were monkeying around the first half of the season.
So now when you take a look at where we are and the potential of where we could be, this is all going to culminate, guys. We got a game on tomorrow against the Celtics. But you look at the schedule, it's very doable until, you know, you get to the game with the Suns, which is going to be a home game. I think it's February 3rd, Mike, is the Suns game. And you look at this, but, you know, you got Celtics, you got Lakers coming in on Sunday. And then you get the Raptors. Let's just say we win all three, okay? All of a sudden, you're 500. And now you're playing the Suns, who have the best record in the NBA, at least right now. They may not next week, but my guess is they probably still will. And then, Mike, it's one of those tone-setting games where you go, all right, well, where are we? Let's test and see how far we've come and how good we are, because this is a team that's been good all year, and they were in the NBA Finals. I think that's a good place to be. And then you turn around, Mike, we got the All-Star break. And then this is when I say you have to get real, right? You turn it on, whether you make a deal or you don't. And now we're trying to maneuver to get to one of those top four spots. But we are within striking distance because we've gone on this five-game win streak.
So I know that guys are now beginning to say, well, let's get this guy off the bench. Well, I mean, you know, you have to put five guys on the floor, Carl, to start the game. And I know Herter had a nice run. And I think Red Velvet, I'm not saying they're interchangeable, because I still think Bogey is the star. And Herter, despite getting a nice contract in the offseason, is the guy who comes off the bench. And I think that Nate feels the same way. But there's a lot of fans out there that want to see Bogey coming off the bench.
Yeah, and Bogey, by the way, we said this, 18 points last night, coming back off that knee injury. I think two of the biggest factors so far as to why we've been not just competitive, but good and during this stretch is we finally have gotten healthy, but also Mike Okongwu and DeAndre Hunter, and now add Bogey into this mix. And last night, this is funny, I want you to hear Nate talk about this, because within the game, you had two guys who don't normally dunking and trying to show each other up in Lou Williams and Gallo. And they both kind of were like, yeah, whatever you can do, I can do better. Listen to how Nick Millen described it.
I think there is some side stuff going on the bench. And, you know, I think a lot of our guys are challenging these guys and, you know, talking about they can't dunk. And, you know, so Gallo, you know, goes up and does a reverse tonight. Lou takes off and, you know, look like old Lou, you know, so it's good to see that they do have their legs. They finally got their legs and, you know, they can still dunk the ball.
you know, Nate is an old school dude. Not sure Nate's enamored with the idea of these guys, you know. It's all fun and games. Somebody breaks a knee. But anyway, Capella, you know, I mean, everybody out there was in the mix, but it was fun to watch. I mean, Gallinari's was great. Because, Carl, it looked like a building in the air, right? It's like the Hindenburg coming into land as it goes backwards in there. And Luke and Dunk. So, look, now, if you know, here's the other thing. If you're Sacramento, you feel like, you know, you're like the Washington Generals, and now we're like an N1 pity or the Globetrotters as everybody's going to the rack.
it was a beatdown last night. Now, it's not our fault that the Kings are in this spot. They're just a bad team right now. And, you know, whether it be injuries or whatever, it looked when the game started, like if you watch the first quarter, you're like, okay, this might be competitive. And then we score 46 in the second quarter. You go, what just happened? Trey, 17, 10 assists. And then in that second quarter, we outscored them 46-17. It was just a blowout from that point, Mike. And, you know, so I don't think we were showing them up purposely, but I do think guys are having fun. And that gets us back to what changed? Well, why all of a sudden now, you can say, well, we're winning, Dukes, that's simple. But why all of a sudden now, it seems like these guys are back to having fun and enjoying themselves. Was it Cam?
I mean, everybody to a man, and we had John Collins on the show, what, 10 days ago? And he said, no, man, everybody was cool. Everybody kept it above board. We heard it from Travis Schlenk. We heard Puffy K.
And I don't want to make him a scapegoat, by the way. I don't. But I'm just saying, what's changed?
I mean, I think it's more about – I think Okongwu brought energy.
I
think Okongwu brought energy when he came back. And I think Trey, you could argue – I mean, it's hard to tell, but I think Trey's kind of – because he's so good, but maybe Trey kind of took it to another level, kind of more intensity.
I think so, too. I kind of agree with that. Speaking of energy, let's hear Onyeka Okongwu talk about the energy. He says right now is just different.
You know, definitely. When you know, string together a bunch of wins, obviously the energy is going to be different. You know, you just feel confident. You're going to believe that you're going to win every game. You know, we're five games strong right now, and we got to continue to keep it rolling.
Now, I would like Steve Coleman. And we love Steve. He's bang. He's the best. But, I mean, after what those idiots in Charlotte did, I needed him to go like, Okongwu has shaken the earth to its core. You know, when Okongwu dropped the hammer on that last night, that was beautiful. The oop portion of the alley-oop.
Yeah, it was. It was Boom. Nasty. That that was that signature moment.
Right.
Where, you know, you out there trying to get the dunk of the year. We see you, big 00. Yeah, we see you out there styling and profiling with the big
Steve,
dunk.
I'll text Steve. Maybe we start calling 00 Thunder God or something.
Thunder Lips.
No, wait, hold on. That was Hulk Hogan. And now the ultimate man takes on the ultimate meatball.
That's what I'm saying. And Thunder Lips throws down another. So,
yeah, I mean, look, now here's the question. Let me throw this at you. We did a bunch of streaks this year. We had some losing streaks where we lost five or six or seven. We've had a 7-game win streak, Carl, in November. Okay, and that's the last time. You got to go back to when we were over 500. We were we got to 11-9, and we beat Memphis. We smoked Memphis, if you guys remember, in their house. And then things started to get weird. And then we would win one, lose one, and then we had the big West Coast swing where we lost five in a row. We're not a streaky team, right? I mean, what are we? What are we going to be here?
Well, we are a team that's finding its stride right now. I think we'll figure out if we are going to be consistent here over the next few weeks as we get everybody going and the rotations are figured out and we get past the All-Star break. Let's have this conversation in a few weeks because right now we're just a team that's finding its stride. But let's hear from Thunder Lips.
Here comes Bogey. Right side to Lou. Lou with an alley-oop. Ooh. And Onyeka jams it home with one hand. Oh, my goodness, what a play. Lou Williams to Onyeka Okongwu. Hawks trail by four.
Yeah. And by the way, I was freaked out because I was this close to betting the game. Didn't get it in. We stink up the first quarter, and then we drop the hammer on those guys, Carl, in the second quarter. If you didn't see it, it was on. And then I'm feeling, damn, why didn't I bet this game? We outscored them, was it 42-17? 46-17 in the second.
Oh! Yeah, it's easy money is what it was. I mean,
oh, kicking myself.
Yeah, it never fails, right?
And the spread, we moved the number up ourselves. We think there was a bounce brought to you by Dukes and Bell because we were talking about this game all day. It was 7.5.
It was. I think the fact that we were talking about DeAndre Fox potentially not playing in this game, and then they were like, uh-oh, what do you mean Fox is not playing? Yeah. So the number moved, and, you know, 10 points. Listen, in the NBA is a lot of points, guys. I mean, this is just from a gambling standpoint. That's a lot. When you start talking about how close these teams usually play, but, you know, if you're into this stuff like we are, I don't know if it was 10 or 12 last night to start the day if I would have bet that, Mike. And then to see what we did, it's frustrating because you're like, man, that was easy money.
By the way, Chris, I know you got people in New Jersey. Will you sandbag and Uncle Rocco go heavy on this game or something and move the line?
Mike, I was trying to tell you during the commercial break yesterday, throw the hammer down on this one, baby. You didn't pull the trigger. I don't know what to say.
I was weak in the moment of truth. You know why? Because I just dropped. You don't want to know which I pay for those trees to come down. You know what I mean? That's the thing, Carl. It's when you really got to double down, right? That's when you really got to go for the gusto when you're when you're a little thin.
It's so true.
Could have planted a whole new backyard, my brother.
Yeah, right.
I already bought a brand new backyard. I'm just missing some trees from the aforementioned backyard.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Guys, we're going to talk more about the coaching changes going on around the NFL. Some coaching jobs have been filled. But if you're just joining us, I think one of the interesting things today is that Dan Quinn has informed the Cowboys he is not going to take any of these jobs. And I said to Mike earlier, I do know that he was offered that Broncos job. He didn't take it. Okay. They fill the job with Nathaniel Hackett, who's the offensive coordinator.
Who?
Offensive coordinator of the Packers. But with that said, I think that's one of the interesting things, Mike, because we all said, okay, Quinn's going to end up somewhere else. But there's a reason why he's staying in Dallas. There is a reason why he's staying in Dallas. And if Sean Payton, whether it's this year, which we now know it's not, but if it's next year, I think there was some security there with Jerry Jones saying, hey, we're not going to go get Sean Payton. I'm staying the course with you guys, and we're going to run this back and see what we can do.
Two teams. I said three earlier. It was actually confirmed as two, that Sean Payton had two teams reach out to him. And so you can, figure out who you guys think it was. But yeah, man, I would love to know if Jerry did put feelers out there. Dan Quinn can sit around, wait for McCarthy to do something stupid again, and then he'll get that job. But yeah, man, we'll talk more about it coming up, because some of the hires kind of left people scratching their heads so far.
Hey, we'll find out what the 49ers are doing to get ready for their matchup against the Rams. Who are you liking? Whoever wins, obviously, is going to the Super Bowl. We're going to talk to Kyle Madsen coming up as part of our road to the big game. And I want to remind you, Reliable Heating and Air and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we're trying to give you a new furnace. If your furnace is looking run down, enter our Ugly Furnace Contest for a chance to win a brand new energy-efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air. Also, guys, one-year labor warranty, 10-year manufacturer warranty. Register at 92.9thegame.com. Upload a photo of your ugly furnace that is still in operation, okay? You could win. And to celebrate the big game, you're going to receive, that winner is, a pregame party on February 13th. I'm going to be out there, 92.9 The Game crew, and Reliable is going to hook you up. Go upload your photo at 92.9thegame.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're getting ready for the AFC-NFC Championship games. They will be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday. And we want to go out west, talk to our guy Kyle Madsen, covers the 49ers for USA Today. And Kyle, I want to start with, you know, this matchup. The 49ers have pretty much owned the Rams since Sean McVay has been there. And it got us thinking about, you know, the coaching matchups and who do you give the advantage to? You got to give the advantage to the 49ers, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. They're 6-0 in their last six against the Rams, and that includes one game in L.A. with Nick Mullins starting for the 49ers.
Wow.
I think there's been a little bit of randomness to it. Like last year, Javon Kinlaw had a pick six against Jared Goff in that game in L.A. That swung that one. But, yeah, I mean, Kyle Shanahan just, I think, has better counterpunches to what Sean McVay wants to do. And are we certain Sean McVay is a great coach yet? I mean, he went to the one Super Bowl, they scored 3 points, and since then his teams have kind of petered off at the end of years. So, I think the Niners probably have the advantage there, just based on what we've seen in the last three seasons.
Carl, I don't like this guy. I got great hair, fantastic beard, and a hot girlfriend. Of course, I'm a great coach. What's wrong with you? Other teams hired coaches that look like me. No, in all seriousness, Kyle, it's not a bad point. I mean, he does have a better delivery system with Matthew Stafford. I guess the biggest thing for Rams fans, I just saw today, something like 40-something percent of ticket sales are from Northern California. You guys took that place over last time y'all played.
Yeah, it's about 6 hours to drive down to Inglewood, where SoFi Stadium is located. It's an hour plane flight, and it's not, you know, super expensive. A lot of people have family there they go stay with. I have a bunch of friends who are going down for this weekend's game. And that's just, it's a chance to go to LA. You're going to watch the Niners in the NFC Championship. And it turned into a little bit of a meme. After Kelly Stafford, you know, went on her podcast and talked about how crazy it was that they were doing a silent count. And I think people now just kind of want to egg it on and be part of it. So I expect it to be very, very red at SoFi Stadium on Sunday.
How much do you trust Garoppolo? Honestly.
Not at all. Next question. it's the classic, like, if they get the ball with a minute 27 left and no timeouts and they need to go 88 yards to tie the game against the Rams in week 18, he does that like with regularity. Like he figures out ways to move the ball when it needs to be moved. Even that Packers game, they don't score an offensive touchdown, but their game-winning drive started with a Garoppolo throw, and then they got another first down on the following second down. On a good throw over the middle. The problem is that he's so limited with his throws that realistically you can only ask him to make 3 to 5 big throws a game. And it's like you feel okay with him in that spot, but what does he do for the other, you know, 6 or 7 drives in a game? And that's where the trust factor falls off. When he rolls out right against Green Bay and flings one down the field, Patrick Mahomes does that. Like, oh, hey, that's probably going where it should go. When Jimmy Garoppolo does that, it's like, oh, that's probably going to the wrong team. And that's where the trust kind of subsides with Garoppolo. It's just he's prone to bad decisions. And I think quarterbacks are more often defined by the bad throws than they are the good ones.
It is Kyle Madsen, guys, again, covering the 49ers for the USA Today. Joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Yeah, I mean, the Garoppolo pick with Kittle there, where he was open in the red zone, that one was, like, inexcusable. But they just keep on grinding. What was the – I mean, is it pretty much a fait accompli, though, that Garoppolo is gone and that you will get the new guy, Lance, in there to start the season next year?
So, not quite. You know, it's a never-say-never type of thing. If the 49ers – go into next year and think, man, you know, Trey Lance just isn't quite ready. If he starts, you know, we could really damage the development that we got from him this year. If they're saying that, then okay, maybe they run it back with Garoppolo for one more year, but he's not done anything through, what is it, 19 games now that says like, oh, this is a better quarterback than they thought. Like that window pretty much closed when they traded 3 first round picks to draft his replacement.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a ton of room for him to kind of work his way into that door. And he was just, he's so average. He just is who he is at this point. And he's not helping them win. You know, when you watch Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or pick a young star quarterback, like they're playing a different sport than the one the 49ers are playing. And I don't think that's super sustainable. So even if they win it all, even if they figure out a way to patch it together and beat the Rams and then somehow beat the AFC winner, I still think he's gone because there's a level their offense can get to that it needs to get to that Garoppolo is not taking them.
So as we talk about the 49ers-Rams matchup, guys, NFC Championship game, Kyle Mattson, 49ers, comes to 49ers for USA Today on the WaitForIt.com hotline with us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's ask you about Deebo Samuel. He's been special, and my guess is he'll have to be special if the 49ers are going to get to the Super Bowl and win this game. So what does that detail, what does that entail for you? How many passes does he need to catch? How many yards? Because they find so many ways, Shanahan, to use him. And I just think if you can neutralize him in some way, and nobody's really been able to do it as of late, then it's really going to give you a chance to beat the 49ers. What do you think he has to do on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's less about like catches and runs, and it's just all touches, right? Like, how can they get him the ball? He's such a tone setter for the 49ers. Like, he opened the second half with that kickoff return against the Packers where he just kind of spiked a cornerback at the end of the run. And that's what Deebo Samuel brings to this offense. There's just a nastiness and an attitude that he has. And when the 49ers get him on the edge, even when he gets stopped up, his touchdown run against the Cowboys is a great example of that. Like, that wasn't designed to be a cutback. Like, he just finds lanes and hits them. So he has to be a big part of the game plan for San Francisco. And as far as neutralizing him, I don't know how you do it. Because he can line up out wide and then motion into the backfield, and all of a sudden, you know, 11 personnel turns into 21, and you have to defend it differently. And you can't just have a corner follow him around because now you got a corner just randomly standing in the box waiting on Deebo Samuel. So I think that he has been a significant factor in their turnaround this year. It's not a coincidence that when he started touching the ball more, their offense started scoring and they started winning. And so I expect him to be very heavily involved against the Rams.
It's a Kyle Mattson, guys, from the Niners Wire. I read your article about Trent Williams, so they presume he's going to go. How banged up are the Niners for this game?
The thing is it's not quantity, it's quality. So if Trent Williams is out, that affects them a lot because their backup is a second-year, fifth-round offensive tackle who came up from the practice squad recently. Like, he didn't even make the initial roster. And if Trent Williams can't play, that's a huge loss for San Francisco. In pass protection, Colton McKivitt's the guy who started for Williams in Week 18 when he missed the Rams game, gave up two sacks in that game, just not nearly the run blocker that Trent Williams is, and nobody really is. I mean, he has an argument to be the best player in the league pound for pound. So that's the big one. You know, Jeff Wilson Jr. is dealing with an ankle. He doesn't carry the ball at all. It's a special teams thing. Trey Sermon can do that. But Trent Williams is a big one to watch. Other than that, the Niners are mostly healthy. Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder isn't even on the injury report. He's a full go with his thumb injury. So Trent Williams, though, if he's out, I like the Niners' chances a lot less.
What about Bosa? What's his situation?
He's good to go. He didn't practice on Wednesday, but that was just a general rest day. He's been excellent coming off the torn ACL last year. Had a couple sacks against the Packers and playing as good as he's played all season over the last over the two playoff games.
Great all right, stuff. So you think it's going to go down to the wire, by the way? I mean, it's been really close. We've talked about, you said, you know, 6 years, six games in a row over 3 years, but there have been some strange circumstances. But it just seems like 49er fans invading SoFi. Garoppolo shouldn't be there, but he'll maybe do some, help people doing something stupid if you're betting the 49ers. You think it's going to be a high-scoring game? You think it goes down to the wire?
I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game because I don't think the 49ers are going to let it be a high-scoring game. Like, they want to turn every game into a rock fight, and they're going to bring the biggest rocks. Like, that's kind of what they want to do. So I think it's going to be in the – I mean, 27-24 was the final in Week 18. I think that's probably what we're looking at, you know, 23-20, something like that. I do think it's going to be close. I would probably pick the Rams if I'm having to pick just because, like – at the end of the day, quarterback play is what matters in the NFL. And the 49ers somehow got by Dak Prescott and somehow got by Aaron Rodgers with Jimmy Garoppolo. With the way Matthew Stafford and the Rams are playing, especially the Rams pass rush, like if they could affect Garoppolo without blitzing, I think they're going to be able to limit the Niners enough that that even you know, 23, 24 points gets it done.
I agree. Good stuff. We appreciate the time, Kyle. Looking forward to hopefully a fun and entertaining game. Kyle Mattson, follow him, guys. Check out his stuff as he covers the team for USA Today. We'll see how it plays out. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You agree, Mike? Low scoring?
I mean, they want to get physical. They, you know, it's Shanahan's, you know, calling card. They want to run the ball. I mean, it's always the cliche. They take the air out of the ball. But they, you know, the weather obviously contributed in Green Bay. But the special teams, Packers special teams were terrible. You know, I think Rams got better special teams. They shouldn't lose that way. And the Rams, are they going to continue the oopsies with the fumbles? Or was that just an aberration, what happened down there in Tampa?
Hey, Deebo Samuels is turning the league upside down. We're going to talk to a guy that did the same. Marshall Faulk. Yeah. Is going to join us coming up in about 6 minutes. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.